This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Sweetie, you're not my mama, so honey, I don't need you talking to me in any kind of way.
Honey,
I don't need
listen,
you talking
listen,
to me.
Sweetie. Listen, honey.
Sweetie.
Listen, sweetie. Linda.
You know what? You know why I don't need you talking to me? Because this is not a joke for me. This is not a joke for me. Drag is not a joke for me. For me, this is the only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available on the internet. Okay? And I need you to know that 100%. 100%. This is Dragger. My name is Mono Agapian. And you're Oscar Montoya.
You are the Roxy Andrews of podcasts. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Mono Agapian, and I'm here to make it clear. I know you love podcasts, baby. That's why you brought you here. Was a bitch on What the Tuck. Hey, not like my acting. I'm killing on this pod. You're gonna like it and subscribe to Give It 5 Stars on Apple Podcasts. You okay? This has to stop,
girl. That was I'm impressed, bitch. That got me. Okay.
I mean, but do you agree? I know we posted a joke. Hi, Oscar. You bitch. We love you. Hi.
Girl.
So glad
hi,
you're girl. Here. Do you agree that Reveliana is the new Roxy Andrews of the drag moment? I gotta. It's, trick of my sleeve.
I think about it all the time. It is my nightmare fuel.
I literally wake energy. Up hearing it, which it's is haunting.
I gotta. It's all it and the walk.
And
it's
you're the never combination. Gonna do it. Bye bye.
Okay, if you had to do something like that, what would you do?
Oh wow! What do you mean, like try?
Like in a singing challenge? If you had to do a singing challenge. Like, try how would to you make be it work? A rock,
try to Roxy it?
Girl, I
or you just
can't.
Mean like, how would I try to do good?
Yeah, exactly. How would you, huh. How would you make Reveliana work?
Wow. God, I mean.
And for those of you who aren't in and know, we're referencing Canada's drag
race. Canada, I mean, you know, both are happening right now. We know this.
Exactly.
I just, you know, Reveliana's hard, but I don't think it would be to a slow song. I think you got to do a boom, but a cat, cat, a cat, cat,
no,
boom.
But I mean, girl, the lyrics are there. The music is there. You really got to hit your, you got to hit that. Like, yeah. What would you do with your performance to make it work?
Maybe the reveals should be stupider and stupider. Like, I almost wonder if you should make fun of the reveals, or it should be same outfit on same outfit. Or I wonder if,
Because I don't know if it was a costume that was given to her or if something that she made. Because I know for the Rusicals, the production team gives them outfits to wear.
Right.
So I don't know if that was something that was given to her to work or if she had a choice in revealing outfits. But I think that is a gag to do same outfits to reveal. You know what I mean? Reveal similar outfits or like reveal a kitten wig to a kitten wig like Monet did.
Yes, 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 yes. It's been done before. I don't know. It's a tough call.
It's tough. Listen,
it was tough.
Say what you will about E6000, but Reveliana was a tough character too.
It is. And the tempo is super low and slow.
Oh my God. I mean, the song's so stupid.
But it's just one of the most perfectly outrageous, crazy things because she picks the wig up from the floor and puts it on her head when she says, "And you never seen it coming."
It's actually,
which is like the height of comedy.
It should be studied.
It should be studied. And also, while the contestants are, you know, being gagged, because it's part of the musical that they're gagged by Reveliana.
Absolutely.
It's doubly absurd and wonderful. Okay. But you're not here to talk about Canada Girls.
We're going to do that in the live one of these days.
Very soon. There'll be very one on soon. The pod feed. But you know, you can already catch up on the pod feed. We have covered Eps 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're going to talk UK Ep 7 of Season 3. Interesting. We have so much to talk about, but I really got to get your take on what we're recovering from, which is the double sachet.
Girl, I'm still spinning. Ooh, girl.
That was fucked
up. I'm still spinning.
It really was awful for me.
Oh, man. There is not a single...
There's not Teresa a single reason.
Should have been in the final, obviously. Did she shoot herself in the foot with that lip sync? I think so.
She did not do good. Let's be clear.
I think it was that. Roxy Andrew, what you gonna do? You're gonna make it clear.
Theresa May did not win
that lip sync. But then, is it fair to eliminate River for trying to do a good job?
I think production was like, this is where Teresa shows us she can lip sync. And because I think River was going to be sent to slaughter, period.
Oh, God, no matter what, huh?
No matter what, I think so. She was wearing a bowling ball. And girl,
that was a coconut.
Chorisa did not show up. It was like, well, what can we do? We got to let you go. Bye, girls.
That's so nuts to me, though. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think River should have gone.
Chorisa should not have been in the bottom either. Like, actually. Factually speaking.
Who were supposed to be in the bottom?
I put Scarlett or Vanity or Crystal in the bottom.
Absolutely. I think, like I said before, I'm going to say it again. That was a missed opportunity to put Crystal in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bitch is stunning and great, but...
Better turn it out.
And even in today's mm-hmm. episode that we're talking about, another challenge where Crystal didn't necessarily blow it out, blow it out the water.
But I'll tell you what another theory I have is that the song was Shout, and I guarantee just like when
Lulu, it's the Lulu cover, which interestingly enough, Lulu, I don't know if you know this. I know she's a fan.
Oh,
but
I
Lulu
sure don't.
Won the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Come on, Eurovision.
Listen.
But what I want to say is that we now know this, especially from All-Star 6, production has now decided when they want to see certain people lip sync. Like, we love our current reigning Miss Sonique, but we know for a fact she won that challenge because they were like, we want her to sing dirty. We don't want to see Ginger do dirty. Sorry about it.
Absolutely.
And actually, vice versa. They were like, we don't want to see Crystal do Shout. She can't do that. She can't do that lip sync.
I know. We need campy queens like Teresa. I guess to your point, it was a moment to me like Teresa nails camp. She's got it, right?
And like, when River's she did funny. It,
you're like, oops.
Oopsie daisy.
But honestly, like that's, I mean, I love Lulu and Shout is it would have been a tricky number to lip sync, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do with it because I hate that song.
Oh, girl. Oh, shit. Okay.
I just don't like it. It makes me think of the whitest wedding you ever did go to.
Girl, it just reminded me. It reminds me of Animal House, and the less I can think about Animal House in my life, the better.
Ew.
But the fact that it was covered by Lulu, I'm like, okay, cute. But also, that's not a cute lip sync song.
Not for me.
All.
It's not for me.
For me? Mm-mm. No.
Can you enjoy the rest of the season? And also, are we getting a comeback challenge or what? Because we're on, next week is episode 8.
One of the queens coming back? Girl, I think so.
This is more than,
I don't think,
you think
so, girl.
What do you think? Do you think it's eight episodes?
I think this is like a rush job. I think they're just like, you know what? This is a mess. Let's just get it over with, girl.
But next week's not the finale. What are we doing?
Maybe none of the girls go home. Maybe one girl goes home and maybe it's a top two.
I mean, honestly, I would love to see a whole episode that's top two because that's never been done. That would be wild.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know what's happening.
Queen is coming back?
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
And who would be that queen to come back then?
Oh, the actual comeback queen, I think would, I don't know. It would be maybe, right? I don't know, actually. I guess you're right. I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, honestly, the true gag, and I've mentioned this before, the true gag is to bring back Victoria Scone.
Oh, all right. She's recovered.
That would be the true gag.
She's
like all better. She's fully recovered. She did her rest. And she literally missed all of the challenges on Drag Race to then make it to the finals.
That would be so good, too. Also, if like she enters the workroom like from a very refreshed slumber, just like... it's cold in here.
Yeah, I would love that. I would too. I would be like,
I would be here for it. I don't care.
But I don't know who else. I don't know. There's great queens that have been eliminated, but comeback queen?
No.
The only one I'm really itching for is maybe Theresa May to come back.
There's internet tea that RuPaul hates Charity Case. And there was some, there's gossip.
What do you mean, girl?
There's gossip that there was a whole fight on the runway that never made it to air.
Okay, speak on that for a second.
There's gossip, and I cannot confirm it or deny it.
Right, but the people talk. People talking.
People talk that she, after a negative critique wearing the Panther, you know, Scary Spice look, said, "I'm in Vogue. I don't fucking need this shit."
Oh.
They heard it on the mic pack, and RuPaul confronted her about it on the main stage.
Girl.
And I think at one moment they were like, this is going to be cute. This is going to be our don't wear any fucking H&M moment. Uh-huh. And I bet somewhere in the editing process they were like, this looks weird. And now it looks like we put a target on her back.
Right.
They did. Which they did. They told her to wear
the
less
hair. They were showing their
hand
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think they didn't want to see that. And there's rumors that the season was filmed either 10 or 12 days overall. I don't know if they were consecutive days, but you know.
That's what I'm saying. I think
it was crazy.
They want this season to be over with. Okay. They're just like, I mean, even World of Wonder is like, girl, we're bored. Like, let's just keep this going on.
Can I say, though, this episode is a turning point in the Drag Race franchise.
You know what? And I completely agree with you. And I'm very happy that we see eye to eye here.
Okay, good, good, good. And like, I gotta say, out the gate, this episode is torture. This episode is insidious. This episode...
What is it, girl? What is it? It's malignant.
And you know what else it is?
What?
One of the best episodes I've seen in a long time.
And that's on what? Period.
It is so chaotic.
It's truly, it's like if you and I were writing an episode of Drag Race, this is the shit that we would do.
It's evil.
It's evil.
It is a hat on top of a hat on top of a Michelle Visage. It became too much.
Honestly, this episode was a game show, girl. It was just a game show episode.
Wow. Yeah,
it was a game supermarket show. Sweep, honey. Like, that was the
right. Because this show started, I mean, let's in its essence, started as a parody of ANTM.
Absolutely. And Project Runway.
There we go. And now we are at the point where they are doing stuff that makes ANTM look sensitive and...
It made that Got Milk commercial seem
right.
Yeah.
Right. It made the trading ethnicities challenge look sensible. This is wild. I mean, look, let's dive in a little bit. I think there's some really great bitch talking at the beginning of this episode that I love.
Yeah.
They're back in, they're gagged. You know, they're chit-chatting about who deserved the win. Who deserved the win for you last week in the Snatch Game? Oscar?
Ooh, girl. Ella Vidae. Does she deserve a win? No, I think Kitty deserved that win.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Kitty deserved that win. Listen, Ella Vidae did a good job.
She did.
You know? She did a good job. Was she the winner in my eyes? No. She had the best fruit look.
Yes. Which was also okay. But it was the one of the better ones up there.
But winner of Snatch? Nah, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Not in my fantasy.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. But no, ma'am.
That was Kitty's to win.
Who said that? Uh-huh.
But you know what, though? This is giving me, to this episode is making me realize that there could be a reality in which Kitty Scott Claus wins the whole thing.
She's my winner right now.
She's, to me, the only winner.
To me, like, as well. She's the only one I want to see win.
Exactly. I will be, of course, I'll be happy if Vanity wins, but girl, that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
It's not
going to
happen. But what a contender. Like, and I mean that in the purest sense of the word.
Well,
just
today,
like,
girl, this episode, bitch, she said, oh, y'all doubting me? Shut the fuck up. And you know, girl, I don't want to bring back old shit, but weren't you giving Vanity Milan some heat? And I was defending my girl.
Yeah.
Saying that she's a good drag queen. She's got what it takes.
What I said.
You said, no, honey, I don't think so. I think she's tired. She's bad.
I never said that. Well, what you said was
you certainly sounded like that.
I'm crying. I got touch. Hey, hey,
hey. Like the fucking garbage monster at the beginning of Fraggle Rock.
Girl, you sounded like those vulture things in fucking The Dark Crystal, honey.
Girl, I don't watch. Like. I don't have time for children's shows. I don't have time for little cartoons. I don't have time for your little programs, okay?
Okay, but you know all the Super Mario Brothers animated shows. Okay. Okay, shut up.
Because there's a difference between Lakitu and Dry Bones, and you need to know that 100%. 100%.
Don't bring that here. Do not bring that here.
Did you see Jimmy Fallon interview Shangela? Because that triggered me timbers.
Wait, excuse me?
Shangela was on Jimmy Fallon, and it was really cute.
Amazing. She was promoting...
We're Here.
Which
is
amazing,
fucking incredible. Watch every episode, especially the Selma episode. My God, I cried.
I watched an episode with you, or a bit of it.
I don't like straight people interviewing gay people.
It was awkward. It was a mess.
It just was weird. And he was talking to her like she was an alien.
Kind of doing
that straight thing where he's like, what is this, a fan? What?
Oh,
you have
no.
a fan and you clack it? That's just, oh my God. That's so, wow. It was just like.
Ugh. Girl, here's the thing. It's like drag, specifically Drag Race, has like bled into the mainstream. It is not cute for any straight cis dude to be like, flabbergasted at the concept
exactly.
of drag. It's like, where have you been? We, as gay people, know what the fuck football is and the Super Bowl.
Right.
What the fuck? You don't even know what drag is? Girl, wake up.
It was like, talk to her like a person. Yeah. Talk to her. Don't like make her
feel...
Did
she seem uncomfortable at all? Or
He was talking to her like she was the marsupial on Jack Hanna's... Is that his name? Jack Hanna's shoulder. Like, oh my God, what are you? You're wild. Oh my God, it's on me. It's touching me. Like, he was like talking... It wasn't right.
It felt wrong. Yeah, yeah. You were triggered.
I was triggered. I don't like it. But here we go. They're chit-chatting. They're gossiping. Vanity's throwing some shade. Especially towards this wilted lettuce look that Scarlett got skated through with.
Girl, unacceptable, this look.
Unreal.
Unacceptable. Wet
Down
lettuce.
Came
really,
the rain and really washed the Scarlett out because...
really? She showed it. She wore that raggedy-ass lime green dress and was like, I'm a lime?
And then she has the nerve to be like, well, me and Kitty are the only people who make Rue laugh in the competition. We're the only people who make Rue laugh. We're like, what?
Honey. But
Ella
laughing and pandering are two different things, honey. What you meant was pandering too.
Thank you.
That's what you meant to say.
There's also a difference between laughter and spooky laughter. We've all performed for audiences when they laugh too hard. We know something's wrong. Like they're too drunk or something. And you're like, this isn't,
like,
I don't
something's
like this.
Off here. Something's
that wasn't
off.
A punchline and you're laughing. I don't like this. Okay, they're back in Kiki, getting their shit together, getting their life. Rue is in, and she said, guess what? I'm about to ruin your day.
Yes,
this will be filmed in a day because we're doing a ball in three parts where you don't know what the other categories are one at a time.
They were gooped, honey. They'd had no idea it was happening. This, to see their faces, that's a rewind moment. So, like, yeah, everybody, rewatch that episode. Rewatch that moment, because they truly were, like, not performing for the cameras and were genuinely gooped.
So confused, which I would be too. And I, but I got, and this is the Miss Fugly beauty pageant.
I know, which stands for
friend. You've gotta love yourself. Why not just call it? Just we know what. What in the Sesame Street are we doing? Yeah,
what in the Kumbaya category is this? Friend, you gotta love. I mean, I guess the intention is cute, and maybe they're just like, we don't want to make it seem like people with braces are ugly or whatever. Maybe they were trying to do damage control. But girl, we know what you mean. Also,
we know what you mean.
We can do
also,
ugly drag too. That's fine. That's valid.
Like, everyone have a sense of humor. We've all been fugly. I'm fugly. I'm going to say I'm fugly at least once per day, every day. Like, yeah,
I'm the current reigning Miss Fugly. Like, I should, I know about being
But you see that crown? They crowned me that night. But who's in the picture? See, they...
I'm the Alyssa, you're the Coco Montresa, the ugly
Obligations had to be met, you know? What could I do?
And the Oscar goes to...
Fuck you, Oscar. Okay. So they have 69 minutes to get into Fugly swimwear.
Yeah. Yeah, because the first category is ugly swimwear. Okay, what would you have done?
I thought the time would go bigger, by the way. I thought they would get more time each round.
Oh, no, girl. It's called heightening, bitch. No, you want to lower the time.
I didn't get it. Oh, actually, before we talk about this, silence.
Ouch.
Sorry, there was two bugs on you. There was two bugs on you.
Liar.
I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Oh, we're back, Oski. Okay, we're talking swimwear.
Yes.
I do want to say really swimwear. Quickly, ugly swimwear. Before we get into this, I hated that they're like, who's been bullied here? Who's been trolled? And Ella, the first thing Ella says is, oh, yeah, I get trolled. People say they want to lick my ass all the time.
I know. I mean, the privilege. You know what
Read
I mean?
The Just room.
The goddamn privilege. Ugh. But
don't
you know
nobody
what I
want to
love?
Hear about that.
You know what? I do love when freaking Crystal was trying to goad Kitty into being like, well, you're definitely not an attractive person. Kitty, you must get bullied online too.
Oh,
Kitty, Kitty's like, yeah,
my
I
God.
I don't care. It doesn't really bother me at all. Which I was like, yes, that's our winner talking. That's our winner.
I got to say, wow. I love Kitty. And honestly, I was very inspired by Kitty just being like, I'm big, I'm juicy, I'm beautiful. Yeah. I've always been that way.
Yeah, and like growing up, she like was like, I never had an issue with it. I just knew that I was bigger and I loved myself because people around me told me that I was amazing. So
I feel like fucking Magica looking at her swimming in a pool of self-esteem. I feel jealous.
Who the fuck is Magica?
Magica Dispel? You don't know who Magica Dispel is? Wait, you're going to tell me you're a Disney gay and you don't know who the fuck Magica Dispel is?
Who the fuck is that? Well, clearly I'm not a big Disney fan as you are, you gay-ass Disney ass.
You know, that witch with that clean-ass bob that's always after Scrooge McDuck. Homegirl.
Oh, girl. You know what? I feel stupid because she is iconic.
Okay, thank
She's
you.
She's iconic. She actually She's, is very iconic.
That hair is laid.
That girl, that is an expensive whoosh, hair. Whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, that thing snaps. But I'm saying she's swimming.
Does she have like a crow best
friend? Self-esteem. Oh yeah, she got a little crow on her.
She was. I want to see somebody do her.
Oh.
On a runway or something. You know
isn't
what I mean?
She got like Scrooge McDuck? Isn't
yes.
that kind of where
wow,
she is?
Wow, girl. Maybe you should be the one.
I honestly, that is an easy, funny one to do if you do Snatch Game because it's just like. Whatever you say, sure. Like, yeah, I guess Magica would say that. Okay, so I'm just here to say that I really admire and am jealous of all of the self-love she has. I feel so basic being one of the gays who doubts myself when you see someone just beautifully
well,
accepting themselves.
You know, it really just come to the environment, you know what I mean? Like, because Kitty had... a support system that sort of like, you know, supported her at an early age and like made her believe that she was beautiful, which she is. Whereas I think you and I come from a background where we were always felt othered and we were always, you know, we looked different and not in a good way. You know what I mean?
We're like, and the people around me were talking about hot people in a very conventional way.
Exactly. And like inversely, talked about people that looked like us and calling them ugly, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so that does affect your brain. That affects your self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And you have to sort of purge all of the toxic environment talk about your self-worth and then sort of rebuild yourself again. You know, like it's a journey. I will say confidently that I'm not fully there, you know?
So, yes. I mean, same. I'm
really
on a journey.
Great to see. Yeah.
I'm but feeling cuter every day, though.
I'm feeling cuter. And you're feeling powerful every day, too.
Yeah.
Because the cuter you feel, the more powerful you are, bitch.
Bitch, you know, it really is. Beauty's a myth. If you feel it, you are.
Absolutely.
Because I, you know what else? I'm like, okay, this is wow. We're here. Okay, here's the therapy moment that the producers want from us. But like, I am also just like following very sexy people with unique looks, and it's helping me. It sounds goofy, but it's just like helping remind myself that beauty is in all kinds of shapes and colors and sizes. And like, it's been really good to be like, that person is sexy. Mm-hmm. Let me transfer some of that onto myself. Like,
look at you.
You're sexy and you look like me.
Right. I think for me, it's the realization that it's not really about how someone looks. Like, I think that sort of idea, and that is really hard. And again, this is like, I'm still processing through that. I'm not fully there. But it's that idea of like, oh, it doesn't really, like what you look isn't really what makes you sexy.
Yep.
It's the confidence. It's the way you carry yourself. It's the way you treat other people that makes... those are the people that I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to kind people that are very confident, like know themselves really well, like that's, there's something attractive in that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's tons of classically attractive people that I couldn't care less about. I'm like, what? Truly, whatever. Your meat and your flesh is okay, but like, girl, you are
also
born as hell.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to take us to church really quick too, because okay, like, I'm like writing a thing about this, but like, mm-hmm. I just had a moment like a couple days ago where I was like, why are so many men showing their stupid little flaccid dicks on Instagram? Like, why are...
Wait, are they? Wait, where?
Yes,
Where is that?
Okay, basic. We're at peak. We're at peak. Let me show you the stupid little worm in my pants, like wow. In culture, where it's just uh-huh. like, I don't care. Like, yes, there is a part of my brain that's very animal and is like, oh my God, a dick. But then there's a bigger part of my brain that's like, why are you showing me the stupid little finger in your pants? Yeah. Why just, are you jutting it noodle. Out?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. And we it's have so to stop. We have to stop. Like, yeah. You can do it, but you have to know how pathetic you look when mm-hmm. you are just desperately continuing to put all over the internet your stupid, goopy worm so that,
that's
like...
So- funny.
You can feel good about it. Like, it's, come on,
I mean,
on,
there's
guys.
You got to do it funny, too. Like, listen, I don't want to see your worm, you know, but if it's funny, damn, yes, please, you know, yeah, sorry, show me that. But it is a weird thing of, like, we carry stock in the worm that we got in our between me down theirs. You know what I mean? Like,
so crazy.
Why is that? Why is that, like, the... symbol of our sexuality? It should be everything.
Yeah, you know? We're stupid. Yeah. And if you're having good sex, it's not just about any one
well,
body part.
Let me ask you this. Like, what do you think is the sexiest part of the male body?
Butthole. Just kidding.
See, and that's why you're done. See, that's why no one can take you seriously.
No, it really is. I mean, it's about the whole event. It's about the mm-hmm. whole event. It's about the interaction leading up to it. I don't know. It's about the vibe. It's about feeling comfortable. I don't know. I don't know. Look, and I'm saying everyone can experience sex however they want to experience it. I'm just saying, can we take a moment as a queer community to zoom out and say, oh my God,
zoom out. That's
I'm
good.
Obsessed with trying to look at the actual, like, little stupid goblin in your pants. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we kind of zoom out from that and like calm the fuck down?
Absolutely. Listen, if you're going to send me a dick pic, which of course I'm open to receiving.
Oh, here she goes.
You got to zoom out. Let me see that face too. You know what I mean? That's like literally zoom out is what Mano's trying to say.
And,
like,
and you know, and to get back to the episode, you know, we talk about Crystal, you know, she's saying I haven't been sexual with a person before.
Yeah.
And some people are surprised by that because her drag is so sexual.
Right. Are you surprised?
I guess it kind of makes sense, but a part of me was surprised. I was like, I always assume, I don't know, I just assume everyone else had sex earlier than I did, because I was like fully,
when did you lose your virginity?
Fully 20 or 21 before I
okay like
actually,
an adult
yeah
mm-hmm. okay cute
how about
okay.
you slut huh,
I lost
slut?
My virginity when I was 15 years old.
Damn.
15, yes, with my girlfriend at the time, Melinda.
Yeah. Malignant. Okay, we got to talk about the swimwear look. What would I do for swimwear? You asked me 800 years ago. For fugly swimwear?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I would be very tempted to just do a Patrick Starr. Do a Patrick Starr kind of outfit. Like, why not use that, like, Patrick Starr and the giant black heels?
Oh, girl, the fishnets. Yeah, that
yeah.
fishnet look. That
and
is
then
cute.
Make that your swimwear look.
That is cute. That's very
you know,
cute.
Mm-hmm, that's what mm-hmm. I would do, something like that. It would probably be hard to do like some sort of pink cone for your head, but it would be worth it. That's what
you
I
could
would
just
do.
Like slick it back, girl. Have pink hair, slick the hair back in a high pony. You good.
Right.
And then
right.
just hold the end of your hair up as you walk down the runway.
Oh, my God. Yes. Snatched up.
That is cute. That is
God,
cute.
Scarlett won't stop home aloning. But do you have an idea what you might would want to do for
swimsuit? If I had to do a swimsuit, I would show up in a full-on scuba outfit. Actually, I would show up as like one of those bell divers.
Ah, yes, like the 1920s.
Yeah, like 1920s with a big old helmet. And then I would remove my the metal part of my chest and it'd be like a bikini top. And then I would move the bottom part of my crotch and it'd just be my big old dick swinging.
Ooh! And that's advertisement. I mean, look, I've seen the drag her listeners sweating you, Oscar. So it's time.
Whatever. Whatever.
Okay. Okay, fine. Then, okay, I will ignore the empirical evidence. Let's go ahead and chirp and burp these fugly swimwear looks. Because first we got Vanity Milant coming out in this neon yellow quilted moment.
Yes. What do we think?
Mind fuck. Is it fugly? Yes.
Yes. Well, it's ugly, but is it, you know?
But is it friend?
Friend, you gotta love yourself.
Love yourself. This is such a perfect mind fuck.
I mean, don't like all the jewelry. I if it's swimwear, get that shit off your neck, girl.
Here's what's gonna be my North Star. You're right. Yeah, what is that fucking necklace doing there?
I don't get it. It really makes no sense to the look at all.
For me, like, fun is gonna be key to chirping and burping these looks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially for a fugly competition, absolutely.
It's not really fun, so I'm gonna burp it.
Yeah, I don't really get it. She has like a, what's it called?
Like a hair cap? A swim cap?
Yeah, like a swim cap, like a hair net. But then her hair is sticking out at the end. It's like, this is not helping you, girl.
It's not good. It's not good. But then it's like the silver touches with the yellow and
I just
black.
Really hate the jewelry. I really don't like
jewelry. It's bad.
Like, don't wear jewelry when you go swimming.
Which is what I was saying about vanity, but you are saying that I don't make sense. Work. Okay, whatever. Fine.
Shut up.
Kitty Scott Claus.
Okay, now this is someone who actually did the assignment.
Yes. Because it is ugly, but it's actually kind of chic.
But it's not. It's like, it's chic. It frames her body incredibly well. She's got
her actually one of my more favorite
tickle bitties
she's worn
out there.
Yeah.
She looks hot as hell. And like, yeah,
it's really just the character.
It's a bit tacky, but it works. Yeah.
The hair is actually pretty cute. Just the character is a little goofy. But I think she's smart because, let's be honest, the judges can say they want fugly, but they don't want fugly.
They don't want fugly. Well, it's also like a weird like metric to qualify somebody. Like, what does it mean to be ugly? It just takes me back to season 7 of like the worst ugly dressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, worst dress ever. Uh-huh.
And it's just like, well, that's subjective, isn't it? Like,
and the person who won was Violet, who was actually kind of wearing a very chic thing.
Exactly, because she looks like a model and could wear literally anything.
Uh-huh.
No, she didn't win that one.
She was horrible in that acting challenge.
Who won that one?
Was it
no Ginger
Katya
won that one?
Kennedy Ginger won because it was eggs.
Eggs. Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is a chirp. This is cute. We like this. Come
chirp.
On.
We like it.
Very pumped for Kitty's show on. You know. Uh huh.
Exactly. Yes.
Love her. She's so great. Okay.
She really knows how to sell an outfit.
Bitch. I love this hair. I want this hair. Scarlet Harlot comes next wearing like a cat bathing suit.
A cat outfit.
Like,
yeah, she's a cat lady gone swimming. Yeah. I like this look a lot.
This was better than her other looks for sure.
This was her shining moment. It's cute. Is it fugly? No, I think it's actually incredibly polished and nice.
Right.
But also like, yeah, again, I wouldn't know. I don't know what they were like, how they're judging this on.
Right. There's a pussy print. Scarlet Harlot's gotten away with murder this season. So no reason why she shouldn't.
Yeah,
get
literally,
away with
she
this
killed
too.
A PA.
She killed a PA and she killed.
She actually killed. She actually killed the sound guy because she spoke so fucking loud.
Truly.
The sound guy.
But at least
exploded.
We got that hilarious Macaulay Culkin. God, what an iconic performance that will go down in Snatch Game history.
Mm-hmm. And RuPaul will be taking 20% off of every booking. Scarlet Harlot.
Sorry if you can't hear that. That's the sound of RuPaul seeing.
Was that your impression
of
RuPaul laughing?
That's my RuPaul joke.
That's very funny.
That's my RuPaul laugh. Okay, this is a chirp. It's cute.
It's a chirp for me.
It works for me. It reminds me of it's very Juliette Lewis for some reason to me.
What the hell? Ella Vidae. This to me so seems so similar to Kitty's that I was a little like,
It's like a zebra print, a little bit of a cha-cha.
It's just like a mismatched print, but I don't know. I'm sort of just like meh about it.
I'm going to burp it. I really have not seen... It's just too similar to everything else I've seen her wear. Feels similar.
She's wearing jewelry, which again is my pet peeve.
With swimwear?
Swimwear! Don't wear jewelry! And I get it to cover the breastplate, yada, 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 but still.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like this. This is a burp. I really don't like this.
Burp for me.
It's just very boring.
That's boring.
Well, like swimsuits are like, what are you going to do with a swimsuit? It's like, it's not elevated. She's not taking it anywhere. It's so
sick. We got to get weirder with it. Like wear a barrel or like wear a 1910s women's swimsuit. That to me is fugly and funny and specific.
You know wear what I would, those, you yeah, know what I ones. Would wear? You know what I would wear? This is what I would wear. This is what I would wear on the runway. I would wear Big Mouth Billy Basses on my tits.
Oh my God.
And my cuckoo. Up. And cuckoo! Literally they would be singing as I would walk down the runway.
Okay, that's funny.
And tell that me that would funny. Be the winner for the category.
That would be a gag. Look, I love that. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just saying I'm a genius. That's all I'm saying.
I don't
want
to talk about it. I prefer not to talk right now.
What?
that is a fucking gag. I would love that. I would love to see some goofiness and stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting some goofiness with Crystal's look coming up. Crystal.
Really? You getting goofy from this look?
Well, it's giving me, speaking of Bikini Bottom, it's giving me Rock Bottom from the SpongeBob SquarePants universe. It is dark. We got barnacles. We got nets.
Honestly, to be quite honest with you, all I got was shit. It just looks like diarrhea, honey.
Wow.
It just looks like diarrhea. She diarrheaed all over her face and she has a literal asshole on her cheek.
You're not getting the return of Aquaria's starfish. Mermaid?
It's good. But again, what's the metric here? This ain't fugly.
I mean, this worked for me. Yes, but... This worked for me in terms of meeting the prompt. I mean, she's like a mermaid that drowned at the bottom. She's like Ariel's sister.
I get all that, but is it fugly?
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of? Yes or no?
This is what they mean when they say fugly. They want something that's like, ooh, that's kind of weird, but we still think you're a gag. They don't actually want you to be ugly. Because if they did, fucking Charity would have been given a case in like given... a chance in drag, but they didn't want that.
Wow. Okay, damn. Number one, I'm talking about this specific challenge and not a challenge from 5 years ago. Number two, I don't think Crystal meets the challenge of fugly. It would be kind of fun to see Crystal be ugly. And she won't herself be ugly. You don't agree with me, though. You don't. Because you like this look.
You don't love me. You don't love me.
You don't love this look. You don't love this look. I know you
this
don't.
This is a chirp. No, this is a chirp. This is fine.
Whatever. Okay, who took it? If you had to crown one just based on this look on the swimsuit category, who had the best one? Who would you give the crown to?
Kitty?
Wow. Why so? Okay, damn.
I like this. I like this, Oscar. I think it's a chirp.
Okay.
Do you chirp it or burp it?
I burp it. Because it doesn't meet the requirements. It's a cute look.
But you chirped that cat bathing suit?
It worked for me.
Girl, I need a second.
You chirped it too? Why? What?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm being consistent. You're not.
No, I don't. No, you're not. You're being random as hell. You're being inconsistent.
Look, if I have to lip sync every week all the way up to then, that's what I'll do. You know why? Because I'm an entertainer. That's what I do.
If I had to lip sync for my life, I was prepared to motherfucking do so.
Okay. Hey, guess what, Oscar? Shut up. I feel like taking a break.
Now?
Yes. One more.
Watching Crystal Versace look like human shit made you want to use the bathroom. Now, let's take a break for Mono.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My break.
Oh, wow. Oscars. Come. She's coming for the gig. She's coming for the gig. So now they have 60 minutes. What is this next category? Oh, charity shop.
Charity shop. And then we got Charity Chop Sue.
Yes. Who is, you know, the very famous comedic character that Scarlett bombed last week.
Crystal, not Scarlett.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Damn.
Crystal.
Wow. Not all white people look the same, Mano.
Wow.
Rude.
Prove me wrong.
You're the problem. You're the problem.
But this is so mean and so funny because they have 60 minutes, not enough, to not make enough. An outfit out of just shit on racks.
Honestly, though, you know, because I am evil, I am dark sided.
You are. Whenever we produced our drag show, just
absolutely.
So everyone knows, you were always the one being like, we'll do this. We'll give them a surprise lip sync, surprise reading challenge. Yeah. I was like, can't we let them be more prepared? You were like, no,
because then it's fun if that's the case. But listen, if I was producing the segment, you know what I would do? I would make them make an outfit in 60
minutes. Like sew it or glue it or something.
Sew it or glue it or cut it up or piece it together. The fact that they just soak it up. The fact that they were just able to shop through it for 60 minutes felt like too long of a time. I'd be like, it's got to look different. You've got to repurpose this look.
Yeah.
So if it's a cute blouse, chop it up, do something different to it.
I mean, just the fact though that they're doing this while a comedian is like doing bits with them, chatting them up. Obviously, she's a celebrity and a big deal.
Yeah.
So they're feeling the pressure of being like, haha, yes, very much. Thank
nervous.
You. Yes, hi. I would also be like, it's that thing where you can't be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
My life is on the line here. Yes, you're funny, but I'm going to die tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's five
of
us.
You know, I got to say props to Crystal for changing her whole beat. I thought, I think that gets a star for me. Like, because, girl, that's hard to do in like 45 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really was hard. They're all figuring out what to do. They can't decide how chic to go.
Yeah.
Because once again, confusing assignment, right? Charity shop. I forget what they called it. But it's like, okay, do we want this to look funny? Do we want this to look chic?
Yeah.
What does Rue actually want from us?
And we're not sure.
What would you have done? And in a world where you just have like, you know, let's pretend you're in a Goodwill, you're trying to piece some shit together.
Oh my God. Well, I'm a big fan of wearing oversized t-shirts. So I try to find a nightgown and wear that. If a category is fugly, I'm wearing a nightshirt. I'm wearing rollers. I just woke the fuck up. You know what I mean? Funny. Like that's what I want. What about you? What would you wear?
I think I might have leaned into old lady. And
what?
Like
not Kennedy Davenport in the ugly dress challenge. Girl, please.
I mean, I'm trying to think what I would do. And I'm not even talking about maybe even that. I wonder if you could even do like old Victorian lady. Like just
oh. See, that's cute. That's a twist.
That could be the twist. I'm not sure. This is hard. This is hard.
It's hard. Well, especially because like the outfits are there and you really can't do much to it. And then you got to find something that fits you well too.
Right.
You know, not all of us are sample sizes, honey. So like it would be hard for me to find a dress in there.
And we've all been guilty of just putting the chunky belt, you know, on you, right. On creating a cinch by using a chunky belt. It right. only kind of works.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, in the preparation, like Crystal is struggling because she worked so hard on the damn face that she didn't have enough time to actually pick out an outfit.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that? Is that a mistake?
I think it was genius because now once we get to what she shows, which, you know, we should go ahead and chirp and burp these looks because not much happens besides the torture here of it. Also seemed interesting that they had to like put this like sub stage right behind the stage just so they could like quickly get them in and out, which is wild. I thought it was great. Like for me, it was a successful version of her drag. Like I loved it. I really did. Like I love the little slut shorts.
You're talking about Crystal?
Yes. I loved Crystal's little slut shorts. I like this look. I thought this was a successful version of her drag.
Interesting.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
That's what I thought. But let's go in order because we're back in this is Charity Shop Chic. This is the Miss Fugly pageant. And first we have Kitty Scott Claus.
This is a win for me. Absolutely. This is like, it's not actually, I don't think it's ugly at all. I think it's actually quite fierce. She looks like Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
She looks awesome.
Completely elevated. Her silhouette is sickening.
I'm going to say this is like the best her silhouette's looked.
I'm going to say this. It's the best look she's ever brought to the runway.
Isn't that funny that she did it in 40 minutes and absolutely. It's the best look?
And then she doctored stuff in there that like actually elevated the look, the little like piece of fabric around the heel. Like I was just very impressed, very gagged with
it's
Kitty.
It's smart though too, because the color palette, though it totally works, it's just off enough to like make the Rue of it all go, yeah, this is a little odd. This can fit the fugly.
But also like this color scheme isn't anything new. I mean, the fact that it's derived from Scooby-Doo, from Daphne, it's like, oh, we recognize these two colors together. But yeah, you're right. They're both bold colors.
Yes, the lilac and the lime green. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to say she was very smart in that like this character is going to be me being posh. Chic because
exactly.
Both of her other looks were so character driven in the face.
Right. This is, she was given fashion today in this category.
Fashion, Milan, Venice.
They're just saying cities.
Cincinnati.
What the hell?
Des Moines.
Chattanooga.
Helena.
West Covina.
Bakersfield. This is a chirp. We love.
Yeah,
we love it.
We stand.
She's
that silhouette
stunning.
Is so perfect.
Juicy in all the best ways. Mm-hmm. We love her. Coming next to the stage in Charity Shop Chic is Crystal Versace.
Well, a look that you love. Okay, no, but speak on this a little bit more. I think she's okay. Again, she is sample size, so any outfit's going to look good on Crystal. I think it's incredibly basic, though.
It is, but it looks good. Like,
I mean, all the parts together work because she's a model. She's a fashion queen. But I do think for Crystal, and maybe I'm not being very fair here, but for Crystal, this feels incredibly basic.
It is. And I mean, I like the point that they made that they were like, but look at how much the transformation was from this ghoul to this. Like, that's really impressive.
That's amendable. Yeah, absolutely. That's
and
commendable.
I have to say, this sounds crazy, amendable, bitch.
English is my second language.
That's no excuse. That's no excuse.
I don't speak English very well. Sorry. No.
I don't know. I wanted to Michelle massage you right there. Like, that's no excuse. Que bella.
Que bella.
I'm going to say the cut of this, I've never seen a slut short with this sort of flourish. I love the slut short that's almost a dress.
Girl,
that's
you wear your short shorts like this. What are you talking about?
I think that's why this spoke to me. I like that it was like such a slutty little skort. I have to give it a light chirp. It's not the most amazing thing.
Yeah, it's a light chirp for me. It's not bad. It's just like a little underwhelming for
But it was
Crystal.
Better than Scarlet's. Once you see Scarlet's, you're like, oh, okay.
Oops, oops.
Oh, Ella Vidae.
Ella Vidae. What do we think
giving
about Ella Vidae?
You the Clifford's librarian.
What the fuck is this giving you, girl? I mean, I guess in a way it's successful because it's so fugly. But there is not an ounce of chicness in this outfit at all.
I was shocked that they liked this. I didn't like this at all.
It's because they like Ella Vidae. It's just because they want her to win. They want her to do well.
Suck her dry.
Yeah. But to me, like, maybe it was on purpose that the belt really doesn't match the wig. Mm-hmm. It's like just slightly off enough that it's literally off-putting. The green gloves with the dress, it's like, oh, barf city. The wig is just a miss.
Barf city, bitch.
Absolutely. Did I stutter?
Wow.
The wig is a miss. The wig is an absolute miss. It's the ugliest part of this outfit.
You know what this look is? This is fucking Ariel Versace went to Westminster.
Girl, this is Ariel Versace as a madam.
Girl.
This is Ariel Versace as the headmistress of a girl's private school.
Ariel Versace went to Downton Abbey and started shooting some OnlyFans content.
Girl.
I don't like it. I'm going to burp this.
This is a burp. This is an absolute burp for me.
It's
this is
stupid.
And the audacity for Ella Vidae to walk this look so confidently.
Stupid. And look at her belts all. Like, and look, I've been there. But her chunky belts flopping all over the place. It's like, girl, this is a mess.
It's a mess, girl. Oh, it's a mess. Ella Vidae.
It's a burp.
She's like,
she's
dangerous, actually. She's dangerous, Ella Vidae.
She's
like the epitome of gay white man confidence. Yes. Just like, oh, everyone's told you were hot your entire life. Gross.
She is a dangerous not woman, to quote Ariana. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
It is PBS. And I mean P-BS. I don't need this look.
Just said public bullshit.
Next, Vertity Malart.
Okay, coming. What do we think of this?
She's wearing an orange number with the tiniest little platinum bobby do.
Yes.
With a turquoise belt. Huh.
Okay, I'll start. You can think whatever you want. I'm going to start and I'm going to say this is ferocious. I love this so much. This wig, my favorite thing she's worn. I love a wig like this. I love a weird ass like bob kitten wig moment.
The
dress looks fucking stunning on
with
her.
With the black gloves.
What do you mean with the black gloves? Yeah, black gloves looks good with everything.
No, it doesn't.
I would change the heels. If I had to change one thing,
the
I would change
colors,
these, girl. These ugly. What do you mean, a girl?
Like
after seeing Ella Vidae, this is coordinated. This look is coordinated.
I don't know, girl. The black glove with the turquoise belt with the The beige boot.
Yeah, okay, sure. It doesn't all work, but the dress itself is stunning. It's fierce. It looks great on her. It fits her so well.
Oh my God.
This is a chirp. It's a chirp for me.
Are you and in yoga class? Is fantastic. Because you're reaching.
No, I'm not. First of all, I would be stretching. Where do you reach in yoga? No. So
you reach. You reach for a damn block. For a damn block.
No,
so you
girl.
Can.
Are you in yoga class? Because that's a damn stretch, bitch.
Oh my God, somebody. So listen, I hate you, but this for me is a burp. I really. No. Okay.
You're entitled for your burp, but you are completely wrong.
What in the background of Romy and Michelle's high school reunion is this? This is not it.
Which works.
No. This girl. Is a background actor in girl, the fantasy.
But she looks
and
all
I ain't
eyes,
talking
all
about
eyes on
Heather
that,
Mooney.
All eyes on that background dancer then.
Bitch, not even Heather Mooney would be caught dead in this.
You are so evil.
Whatever. Next, Scarlett Harlot giving LBD.
Okay, so
LBD.
You got some choice words about this dress, bitch. Go on.
I mean, this to me, when I saw this, then I looked at Crystals and I was like, oh, okay, Crystals is good. Like, because to me, I was like, no, this is so plain.
Yes. I mean, in the battle of little black dresses, Crystals wins, of course.
Yes.
This isn't bad. It's just there's no innovation here at all. It's not saying a single thing at all.
Yeah.
The wig is cute. Her face is beat. Like, she looks good, but also it's just like, there's what you're saying, girl. She's an Essex girl, but like, I don't know. Like,
and her, the paint. Also, it's also like she looks like a girl who died in the club and then didn't know she died in the club. So she became the ghost whore in the club.
Girl, that's her skin color.
Oops. It's a burp. It's a burp.
You're the reason why white people can't rise up. You're the reason why.
Oh my God.
You holding them down.
You're right. Oh my God. Well, I tell you what, I cannot wait to come to your town hall to amplify white voices. I'm so glad you're doing that.
You know, I'm starting a diversity scholarship for white people because been oppressed long enough.
They've had it hard. So now, okay, whatever. Critiques, chit. They get 30 minutes for their final look.
I know.
Which
love
is
it. Love
just
it. It's
misfugly.
Cruel. It is so cruel. 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
30
girl.
Minutes. This is nothing. This is just like, so hopefully this is, they get to wear something they brought.
That they brought to the, yes. But also, I mean, like, if they want to change their face, like, that's got to come into consideration. Like, even putting new hips, new boobs. Like,
did anyone change their face?
I think Crystal did.
Okay.
Ella
it looks
Day
like
changed
Ella,
everyone
working
did, I
on
think.
It. Maybe, yeah, it looks like they're at least adding some colors, some choices. Crystal's shattered. She's freaked out. I mean, that time goes by quick because we have done bad drag, and bad drag even takes hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Half an hour, I couldn't even imagine.
Could not. No, they're freaking out. And I think at this point, I don't remember what they're talking about at all, but they're talking about who's going to lip sync. It's time to go. We're freaking the fuck out. They don't have enough time.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is where.
Oh, wait. Scarlett said something about, Tracy and Ken. Like, do you know what that's a reference to?
Oh, I'm sure it's a.
Hey, listen, all the Brits out there listening to this or the what do you call them? Anglophiles.
Sure.
Listening to the podcast. Can you tell me what Scarlett was saying about Ken and Tracy?
Maybe that's a reference to the suit she's wearing, which felt like kind of character driven and kind of maybe a reference to Kath and Kim or something.
Oh, maybe. It but isn't that be. Show Australian?
Okay, so we're back at the runway. I love this episode, right? Let's just like, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I this was a redeeming episode in a shitty, shitty season. Yes.
Because I will say, well, let's get to it. Let's chirp and burp and let's talk about why, like, even though this was hell for them,
it was fun
really
for us.
A fresh new take on what we love about Drag Race.
Yeah.
It, I mean, it's almost like No, it's like you said, the game showification. It's the fear factor of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see them do this in the US version?
Yes.
Yeah,
evil. I want one episode like this every season.
It is evil, and I love it. It adds
innovation to the mix. Like, you got to figure this shit out. You know what I mean? A lot of these girls like prepare looks. They bring them from their hometowns or whatever. But like, this is like, oh no, this is do or die. Like, you got to really. Kimora Hall is literally quaking her boots right now watching this episode. But it does like make the girls be like, okay, I gotta like think about what the essence of drag is for me and then like build around that.
You know, Kimora Hall is watching this and just saying to herself, we were all rooting for you.
Stop it.
Let's try it again, Kimora. We were all rooting for you. Okay, so this is fugly but fashionable. Very good. Let's see who comes to the runway first. We have Miss Elvedai giving you...
Girl.
Plaid. She loves plaid. I don't know why she said she doesn't like plaid. I've seen her in like 18 plaid looks.
She is plaid. I think she's like the physical embodiment of plaid.
She always wears plaid. I don't know why she says she's in the market plaid. I really liked this.
Oh, no, Mono. Oh, girl, why?
Based on what she has worn.
Not you, too. Oh, no.
Based on what she has worn, I like this front capelet thing.
I really hate this look so much.
Okay.
I like, absolutely hate it. And the fact that they made it seem like it's couture, I'm like, girl, it's a drag queen uniform. It's chaps and a cape. Like,
I don't like the pink undies.
I hate that every ounce of this shitty dress. And she brought this?
Wow.
No, I really don't. I don't like it. It's not a dress, first of all. It's just really bad.
I mean, it's the same hair.
The little like fish scale like palette.
It's the same hair she just wore.
Girl.
Girl.
And you still chirp it? Okay, sure.
I like the front capelet. I hate the bathing suit underneath it. It's better.
Not innovative. I just have a pet peeve about chaps on Drag Race. Like, it is every fucking queen wears chaps. We need to kill that trend.
Exhausting.
Like, it needs to go. And Elvedai thinking she's so fucking on trend. She thinks she's so like next level fashion, giving us the most basic shit. I would like this on Laganja Extranja, and that's about
Extranja.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. No one else can wear this except for Laganja.
It's kind of like your vagina. You know what I mean?
Tired.
I guess I gotta give it a light little chirp. Mm. Look, I get it. It is weird. It has problems. But I would say for her, oh God, for the first time she's wearing something like a little
different. Girl, not grading on a curve scale, bitch. No, we ain't doing that. No, because you do that shit a lot, girl. And no. What we're not going to do is grade on a scale. No.
I do hate that it's the same makeup. I hate that it's the same wig. Like, she never really tries anything new.
And yet.
Really.
And yet. You want to buy it. In every color. You're obsessed.
I'm going to give it the lightest.
Ew, I'm so mad at you. Girl, I knew I was going to get mad at you eventually. And this is it. This is where we part ways.
Look, I like that the plaid kind of has like a swirliness to it.
It's loose. It looks baggy as fuck. What are you talking about? It looks baggy
as
fuck.
Can we just move the fuck? What, girl, until you apologize for chirping Candy Muse's alien outfit.
I stand by it.
And I mean this respectfully.
It's good.
You're fucking stupid.
First of all, you don't mean that respectfully,
bitch.
Number one. Number
no,
two.
No, I mean this with the most respect in my heart. You're a dumb cunt.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
whatever.
You can't
Let's
tell me
on.
This is better than Candy Muse's alien look. Mm-mm.
I will. Actually, I know for a fact it was. No. And listeners, decide which was better, this or
listeners
Candy Muse's alien.
This was better than Candy Muse, obviously. But
because
I go against the grain, bitch.
Okay.
I go against the grain. This just shit is
like,
tired.
Just like
that's
your beard.
A burp. Elevate
just
days
like,
a burp.
Just like your razor bumps. That's why that explains that.
Oh, you think I shave. Okay, that's cute.
We have Venti Milint coming out in this like black tarp.
Just say it.
Dress.
Just say it, girl. She looks like she looks like a quesadilla. Just say it. Just say it, girl.
Not quesadilla.
She looks like a quilted quesadilla, girl.
Well, now it's that I see it's a quesadilla, all I can say is que bella.
Wait, do we love or do I love? I actually love this look. I love.
I didn't
this
get it,
girl. Of course,
I did not get it. Think.
No, this was. I this did was not cute. Get I it. I love this.
No, I didn't get it. I was like, maybe it looks better in person, but I don't get it.
I loved it. I loved every accessory she had on made sense with this look. This was really refined Vanity Blonde, while also giving us like fugly fashion. It was a little off the mark too, which I really, really liked. The quiltedness of it, the size of it, I really enjoyed.
Didn't get it.
The gloves, it looks good. Yes, she looks like a quesadilla. She looks like a quilted quesadilla. But yum, yum, delicious.
She looked like Mr. Jason Voorhees was about to pick her up and beat her body against another sleeping bag
and kill her. And looking stunning,
too.
And looking stunning.
I can't. I have to burp it. I just what she looks like. She looks like a bride going to her own funeral. I don't get this look.
Okay, that's fashion, bitch.
No, I don't like this. The material is ugly. It looks awful, girl.
I would wear this.
And
if I wore this, would you say? Would you
all your life? All your life.
I would wear this. I love this. Okay. This is a great look.
It's a burp for me. I guess it's the fugliness, but I just don't like it. I'm gonna burp it. Sorry. Next, Christelle Versace. In a spooky ooky purple people eater winter coat with the Harajuku fantastic cuckoo crazy wig. She said she hasn't worn this silhouette, and she absolutely has.
She absolutely has for the Baby Spice
look.
Yes.
It's the same silhouette.
Lies. Liza Minnelli. She's worn this look.
Very Liza Minnelli.
However, with that being said, girl, I have actually worn this look in drag before, and it's one of my favorite looks in drag that I've done. I mean, of course, this is
I actually know what you're talking about. It's a great look.
It's a great look. This is obviously more refined. I mean, it is just a coat. I wish there was a reveal moment, but I guess they had half an hour, so I can't be that greedy. This is a chirp for me.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. Even though, you know, yeah, it's like a bunch of ideas that have been done before in a slightly revamped way. But
Monique Hart did this a look that was similar to this. Yeah.
A little bit of all those Jackie Cox.
Oh yes,
did a purple people eater look. I mean, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. I like the wig. It's a good use of a multicolored kooky wig.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like shit. Mm-mm. Scarlet Harlot comes out in this sort of like, you know, juicy couture. I have a baby and I hate her kind of
I feel like this
mom.
Is a reference to some British show. I want to say maybe Little Britain or something, or I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds... Oh, Bianca from EastEnders. It's a little bit of Bianca from EastEnders, she says.
Oh, okay. Great. It says live, laugh, love in the back, which I think is very silly, but also my eyes rolled.
Does it say like chav on it? Or is she just saying she's a chav? I'm just going to see if there's something funnier on the back.
I think it says live, laugh,
love. You're right.
Love.
It says live, laugh,
girl, do you
love.
Not believe? What?
She said she's a chav, and I just wanted to make sure it didn't say
but
chav.
But that's
on
what
it.
I said. It's not like, did you not believe me when I said live, laugh, love in the back?
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
You are the villain. You are the villain. You're the villain. You are the villain. Know that. Just know that.
Okay, that's fine.
And be comfortable.
The villain. The villain of what?
Villain of Tina. What? Of drag her, bitch.
Listen, it's a burp. I just don't care. I just don't care.
It's a burp for me, too. It's just more costume than anything else. I'm not...
Yeah.
I can't believe she wasn't red for this being an absolute costume look. It's a chirp.
I mean... No. Oh, it's a burp? It's a chirp.
It's a burp. It's a burp. I burp She's, it.
I heard
I
chirp.
Burp Scarlet.
Kitty Scott Claus giving you this very kooky, crazy cat lady librarian.
Like literally kitty lady, yeah. I love what it. Do we think?
Reveal, which almost tried to kill her.
yeah, I that, love that it. Reveal snapped back at her.
There's little touches. I mean, she has worn the silhouette so much.
It is, girl. It's like the silhouette that I hate. Like, she wore it for the first half of Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it.
It's a very Ben de la Creme look.
I love it. I love the look. I sort of love the first look more than her reveal.
Yeah. I think that could have been a fun. Absolutely. But I mean, the reveal's fun.
The reveal is fun, but it's not as good as like what she had on when she came in first.
Yeah.
It felt very high fashion to me in a really cool way. She looked amazing. She knew how to sell it. It's a chirp for me.
Yeah, it's a chirp. I loved it. And the character was smart and good and made sense with it. And the micro print really saves the look for me, or absolutely. It like elevates this look.
You say elevates or elevidates?
I ain't going on an elevidate. I'll tell you that right now. Not interested. No, thank you. No, thank you. So now we have some critiques. One very weird moment is where Scarlett is throwing her little daggers, like saying like, ha, 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 ha. I didn't know Anubis was still here.
Oh, yeah. What was up with that? That was so fucked up.
That was so weird. And I think, look, I'm not saying she is like this, but this behavior is the kind of behavior that I do not like.
Where literally, it's like
passive aggressive, and then you have the nerve to be like, oh, it's a joke.
Well, also like she thinks she's funny, which is so weird to me. It's also like, Pooja, what is this behavior? Like, I just, I didn't really get this at all. Also like, not for nothing.
You're
but
dying
I,
for it.
Not for nothing, but I sort of lived for Anubis. So I don't know. It was like not really a read at all. So what? Truly, whatever, Scarlett.
I do like that she ultimately is like coming from such a place of gratitude, but she still like, you know, has her these moments where she's
such an odd duck. I like even still don't understand her after watching her whole trajectory on Drag Race.
Yeah.
I'm very confused by Scarlett Harlett. I like love her and also like can't stand her at the same time. And I think I said that from episode one. Check the tapes, but I think I did say that.
I agree. It's confusing. It's a strange time. It's a strange time. But this is a strange top five also, to be honest. So let's get into this finale. Finally, Kitty wins.
Oh, I know.
Thank God.
She wins in such a fun way. Oh, she's so funny. Great. She's our winner. She's going to win. Girl, I'm going to say this right now.
I'm
going to
piss myself.
She's going to win the whole
thing.
She
says, suck on that, girls.
Love it.
It's so funny.
And live for it.
And it's also a great example of like,
but can I say,
no one else could do this.
No one else. And I think Scarlett's been trying to do that all season.
It's just that weird thing where like some people,
some people can't get away with it. Yeah.
Some people can't get away with it. And with her, you just kind of like, there's this, at least I'm feeling, or the edit is showing me this like, this actually playful, dorky side of her that lets me, that I'm like, yes, you can do that.
Yeah. Scarlett is like, oh, meanwhile, I'm going to try to do that. And they're like, no, sit down, girl.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
Sit down, girl.
So this one's pretty, I got to say, for the first time in quite a few weeks, I agree with all the decisions made here.
Interesting. I would have put Crystal in the bottom two against Scarlett.
You would.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Talk to me why.
It's because, again, with expectations, she just did very okay to bad, you know? So for me, I would have put, I just need to see Vanity. I need to see Crystal lip sync.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not ever going to see that until the finale. And that I hate that.
Yeah.
Because there's been so many times that she should have been in the bottom. And the girl struggled the house down boots this episode. So I think it would have been satisfying to see her in the bottom too. Bitch, she was not going to go anywhere. She was definitely going to defeat Scarlett in a lip sync.
Yeah.
So to me, this was the moment.
She could not beat Vanity.
No, honestly, and I say this with the utmost confidence, no one on UK3.
So how are they gonna
Vanity?
So is Vanity gonna make it to the top three or whatever? Because let's be real, they don't want her in the top.
No, they've been trying to get her from episode two.
So how are they going to edit this to make it look like she lost a lip sync? Because that's what they're going to have to do.
I think that what's going to happen is like the top three are going to lip sync before they get to the finale.
Oh, or is
the
it going to be four. An everyone lip sync?
Exactly. And then they're like, oh, vanity, sure. It'll be one of those dumb things that they're going
to
do.
Right, where it's like, oh, they can chop this up to kind of exclude anything Vanity does.
Absolutely. Or, you know, what's going to happen is that Vanity's going to lip sync a song, like a weird campy-ass song that she won't be able to turn it out. And then, you know what I mean? And then be saying,
They give her fucking Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
She would turn that out. She would get like Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. And that would be like, oh, that's going to be hard to do.
That would be hard.
Do you know what I mean?
Say, yeah. But let's talk about this lip sync real quick.
Girl.
This was even better because I thought we'd seen her best work.
No.
And this was even better than lip sync she did against Electra.
First of all, it is to Mystique's Scandalous, which I don't know if you gagged, but I didn't know. Fully screaming because for the real ones who know, this was the song featured in Halle Berry's Catwoman.
Oh, I did not know that.
So bitch, come correct.
I love
and
it.
And then when I put two and two together and the judge was a Mystique girl, I died. I fucking had my life. This shit was tailor-made for me and me alone.
A lot of people are comparing this lip sync to Dita Ritz's performance in front of Natalie Cole. Where she just lights the stage on fire in front of the artist.
And the artist was getting her fucking life together by this performance.
She's wearing a gorgeous little gold number with a small hair.
Oh, so I see. Like, okay, I get it.
Anyway.
I get it.
She fucks it up. We're watching her
this
twirl.
Spin girl.
That was
I know this is not the Olympics. This is not gymnastics, but she get, oh, girl. But the thing that I'll say is that like Scarlett didn't do bad either.
No, she did not.
She did a pretty good job. And here, overall track record is that Scarlett is a pretty good lip syncer, I'm going to say.
Okay, interesting.
I think she's a good lip syncer. I think Vanity annihilated her.
The first lip sync I saw her do, I was very confused. And then the other two I saw her do were
better. So there's a difference between being a good lip syncer and a good dancer. I don't think Scarlett's dancing capabilities are on point, but I think when it comes to like matching lip to music and song and lyrics, I think she's got it.
Yeah, you're right.
I think she knows how to deliver a song. But Vanity, honey, girl.
Jesus Christ. Vanity is...
She left a piece of her soul on that runway. Bitch. She ain't getting that piece of her soul back.
Bitch, call her a Tesla because this is electric. I mean, she is... Call Duke Power. Fuck your power bill because she just charged me the fuck up.
Girl,
I love
literally...
Her.
Literally, three of her horcruxes are the lip syncs to those songs. You know what I mean?
She's
like,
so good. Wow. Yeah, man.
This is a force to be reckoned
my
with.
Hold.
One of the best lip syncers ever in Drag Race history, I think, is Vanity Moore.
Yeah. I mean, the moves are right. They're well timed.
Yeah.
The little reveals are in like well done.
The bitch knows
it's
how
never
to sell
too
song.
Much.
Yeah.
She knows when to sit and bark.
Yeah.
And then she knows when to smash the stage with her pussy.
Just call her a bitch.
Woof woof.
Damn.
Woof woof, baby. She rightfully stays. Thank
Absolutely.
God we didn't get any production malarkey.
Mm-hmm.
And next week is allegedly the top four?
Question mark?
Star Wars parody.
Yeah, that's
going to
be weird. That's going to be weird.
See, this is where I could see them bringing back a girl or some nonsense, right?
But who would come back?
I don't know.
And don't you dare say Scarlett Harlot.
I would honestly say Chorisa because why I say that is because we know they were obsessed with her. We know for a fact that production fucking loved her.
Yeah.
But we also know that she lost that lip sync. So I could see them just either straight bringing her back or being like, it's between Chorisa and, I don't know, Scarlett. Or Chorisa and, I don't know, who else would they even bring? They won't bring Charity back. That's clear.
They won't bring Charity. They won't bring Anubis. They will not bring... Veronica. They might bring Veronica. I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, this is a gag. We're both Team Kitty.
Both Team Kitty, all the way. Kitty St. Claus, Kitty Scott Claus. Wait, hold on a second. But if Theresa May comes back to the competition, do you think Kitty should still win?
Yeah. I mean, I would love, for me, I would be like, great, Kitty or Theresa work. The real question is, are we just watching Crystal, the heir apparent to Violet Chachki? Are we just waiting for her to win?
I mean, RuPaul did say she was a God-given gift to drag, so
there you go.
We know it's RuPaul's favorite. I think, I don't know. Would I be mad if Crystal won? Yes, I think I would be.
Not as mad as if Ella won. If Ella wins... God.
No, there's no reality in... No, that can't happen. That can't happen.
It could. Mick
that
World,
cannot happen.
It could happen. No. You know it could.
No, that cannot happen.
You know it could. Mm-mm. Okay, well, we have to go. We love y'all so much. Sorry that we talk too much about Drag Race. We love it so fucking much. If you want to hear us gab some more, guess what? Get into our other podcast. What's that? What is
it's called
it, Oscar?
Podcast Killed the Video Star, and you can... find it wherever you listen to your podcast. And it's also on YouTube if you want to see our fugly faces on camera.
Ooh, way that it which works means, friend, you gotta live your life. That's what it means for
you
us.
You want
That's
this
what it means.
Long episode of Drag Her to drag on even more, bitch?
Yeah. Get into it.
Anyway,
get into it.
It's a fun podcast. It's a fun podcast. Follow us on Podcast Killed the Video Star.
This week's episode is insane, and we have three titans of music videos, including Say My Name, Lady Marmalade, and No Scrubs. So get into the conversation because it's insane.
Super Bowl, honey. Super Bowl.
If you like Drag Her, interact with us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because they keep these damn lights on, okay?
Yes, honey.
Okay. Bitch, Oscar, I love you. Thanks for coming by.
I love you too, sis, even though you're wrong bitch. And hey, most of the time.
Bitch, we're going to ask the fans, Candy Muse or Elle of the Day?
Oh, my God, girl.
We're going to ask the fans and you're going to have to atone for your sins.
Just because the majority says Elle of a Day's horrific outfit was better does not mean that they're right.
Just because I could not fulfill my duties does not mean I didn't win that crown. Okay? I don't have time for the drama, the nonsense, the conflama. I don't have time for all that. Well, okay, till next time. Bye, bitches!
That was a HeadGum Original.